This is Steve Sherlock with another in a series of Franklin Matters radio shows, number 215 in the series. We're now producing this in collaboration with Franklin TV and Franklin Public Radio, WFPR-FM. Doug McPherson, Vice President of Development and Public Relations for the Horace Mann Education Association, or HMEA, headquartered here in Franklin, sat with me at the studio recently to talk about the incredible day coming up May 17th. Did you know that HMEA provides services to over 5,000 individuals in more than 110 communities across Massachusetts? The Incredible Day is their major fundraising event and a great family day. It features a 5K run, a walk, and plenty of food and activities for the whole family that are scheduled on Sunday, May 17th. In a future session, Doug will spend some time in more detail reviewing some of the programs that HMEA provides. In the meantime, a link to the HMEA page to learn more about the services they offer is included in the show notes. A link to the registration page for the Incredible Day is also included. You can volunteer, sign up to run the race, take part in the walk, donate to the cause, all in one place. So without further ado, let's listen into my conversation with Doug. The conversation runs approximately 20 minutes. Steve Sherlock here at the Franklin Studio with Doug McPherson from HMEA. Doug, thank you for coming in today.
Steve, thank you very much for having me. It's great to be here on this beautiful sunny day.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We enjoy the opportunity to chat and share your story. You're with HMEA, which is the Horace Mann Education Association.
Ooh, very good.
I know that much. I've been around for a bit. Mm-hmm. But not many people, whether here or around, know as much, which is why we want to do this.
Absolutely, so tell
me a little bit more about your role specifically.
Okay, sure.
And then we'll go from there.
One of my roles at HMEA, my official title is the Vice President of Development and Public Relations and Marketing. Sounds like a lot of stuff to do.
Hence, we're here.
I'm here. I got to get the word out.
That's one piece.
So, and that's all part of it is that HMEA is right here in Franklin. We're on Forge Park. But we really need to get our name out there more. We just have to get it out there more because we support so many children and adults with disabilities. And one of the main missions of ours is to offer great programming and wonderful services and supports for all these kids. But we're right here in Franklin. It's kind of like that unknown little group. Our headquarters are here, and we've got other programs throughout the state. But it's tough to do sometimes because, there's a lot of competition.
It can be. And I understand respectfully, it's a nonprofit world. I've spent some time in the nonprofit world. Mm-hmm. So you're delivering your services and you're paying attention to the clients and your customers, et cetera.
Yep.
You don't have a lot of extra time to do some of those promotional things.
Yes, we depend so much upon our ambassadors, so to say.
Yes.
And our ambassadors should be our staff, our family members, even the folks that we support with a disability too. So they're the ones who can really help us get the word out. But it's not part of it. Part of their mindset, what I mean? It's like we're getting supports, we're getting services. The staff, they come in, they do an awesome job. We have 700 staff, by the way. So that's quite an army.
700 staff. Clearly not all based, headquartered in Franklin, based in Franklin.
Yeah, the ones that we have in Franklin and the actual headquarters were about 60, 60 individuals that are right there at
Forge Park.
And then we just opened up the brand new center on Union Street.
Union Street.
And that'll have about another, I think that's about 80 staff and about 160 individuals, too. So that's what's going to grow to be pretty big, too. So, but you're right, we get a lot of folks that can get the word out and everything, but it's just a matter of just trying. It's in your own backyard where we hold our events.
You have grown extensively. You're in,
110.
110 communities.
110 communities.
From my math, there's 351 in Mass. So you're covering approximately a third of Mass already.
That's the way it works. I know, because the one big thing that people don't realize about HMEA and what sets us apart from many other places of a human services agency is that we're a lifespan agency, meaning we will support an individual young mom just finds out that her kid's got a baby has just been diagnosed with autism, and we can step in early intervention style with the mom and with the family and with the siblings to try and help them along those lines. And those are called home-based services.
Sure.
So that's, we have people all over the place. They're all the way from Boston all the way up to Sturbridge, practically.
Hence your 100% community.
Hence the 110, exactly. Right. So right. Worcester's a hotbed for us also right now.
And big city.
Big city, definitely. Some folks in Framingham, another big city. Mm-hmm. And people right here in Franklin. Absolutely. Yeah. No question about it. So that's how you get that 110.
Well, autism and other similar disabilities that you cover, I mean, there's no geographic boundary for those, right?
No,
they cross everywhere.
Not. Absolutely.
It can go anywhere.
Yeah, it really can. It really can, because you got the Down syndrome, cerebral palsy. We're about to get into acquired brain injuries, ABI. And that'd be a group home. That'd be a home for individuals with that. There's a lot of rules and regs. There's a need out there. We haven't done it yet, but that's kind of, it's on the back burner, but we're trying to move it to the front.
The developmental effort.
Yeah, it really is, very much. So. Yeah. But that's, you know, that's what HMEA has been all about. It's about trying to just support where the need is. There's a lot of needs out there and various
recognize
things.
Recognize the need.
Yeah, and we don't work with folks with mental health issues or opiates. There's many more highly skilled, qualified, professional organizations that handle that. We've got our niche, developmental
correct.
Disabilities. So.
Right.
And that lifespan thing too. So it's a
yeah.
It's
so lifespan, I know educationally, at least the schools cover through 21, 22 in some cases, but you can go beyond that with.
Yes. Yeah. Matter of fact, I was just a little bit earlier. I was explaining to a couple of your friends how we start at months old, you know, and then. Then we that's early intervention. Then some of the folks will go into the school areas and we'll support the child within the school setting, or sometimes when they get out of school, support them back at home. And then after 22, when the school supports drops off, then we have day habilitation sites, occupational therapy, physical therapy, nursing, so on and so forth, as well as employment services. And those folks go all the way up through 50s, 60s, things like that.
Sure.
And then after that, we can go into 90s for some folks, and they're just clearly retired. Clearly, they're just doing things that any one of our grandparents, great grandparents might want to do on their own, just enjoying life, quiet at home, maybe volunteering a little in the community, a food pantry, whatever, something like that. You know about that. But that's how we go from literally one. We say from one to 101, because 101, she passed away, the 101.
Ouch.
But other folks, thank you very much. Yeah. I know it was a sad day for us, but that's why we get so many folks. And I think I was also mentioned there's about 5,000 people on that
spectrum
of
the lifespan of spectrum.
Exactly.
So. And one of the key reasons why we're talking is clearly supporting 100-something communities, 5,000-something people, requires money.
Yes.
So you have a major fundraising effort coming up in May.
Yes. Now my fundraising hat gets to go on.
Now your fundraising hat. Okay. For the folks who haven't seen, clearly imagine there goes one hat. His Red Sox hat is coming off. Now he's putting on his HMEA fundraising hat.
That's right.
May 7th.
May 17th, yes. Thank you, Steve. Yeah, Steve, you've been a good part of us and very supportive. And just while I can say this here on the radio, just say I want to thank you very much for your support and your group's support, too, because you guys have been volunteering for us for years.
It's a worthy cause.
Thank you. So the May 17th, it's right here in Franklin at the property on Dell, which is up on Constitution Boulevard.
Sure.
It's our 19th annual. We renamed it. It used to be called the Walk, Run, Roll, and Stroll.
Correct.
So now you get the idea. It's a 5K walk or a 5K run or a 5K stroll, so on and so forth. We renamed it. We started to think about it's an incredible day, and we're celebrating the incredibleness of people. So misspelled.
Misspelled deliberately.
Deliberately. So when you see the signs on town, it says Incred-A-B-L-E. So Incred-Able. Celebrating the able in all of us.
Sure.
And it's our biggest fundraiser. It'll gross about $200,000 each year. Our goal this year is $190,000 because I like to break the goal. You know, so my boss hates that.
That's a secret.
It's out in the public wave now. So you all can help me. So we hope to get up to $200,000, and we get about 2,500 people that come to this event, a 1-day event.
Yep.
May 17th, like we just said. You register at 9 a.m. We'll get into the race. Do the race and the walk go off at 10, and then Ray Krugline from Sodexo at Dean College comes and runs a phenomenal cookout for us with hamburgers, hot dogs, pizza, popcorn, and all that.
So having worked on that run and or the walk, you've built up your appetite. You can
come and enjoy that, yeah.
Feed yourself to your heart's content.
Yeah, it's so good. And we get pizza donated to us, too. All this stuff is donated, too, which is really phenomenal.
Amazing.
Helps us really make the money, too. So. Yeah. And then we do some raffles and some kids' activities afterwards, too, and mascots and games and activities, too. So. But the race is a big part of it, too. It
really is. The road race, yep. Yeah, and it's a challenging 5K course, absolutely. Mm-hmm. There is, if anybody knows Franklin, clearly in that Forge Park area, there's a hill.
Mm-hmm. A little hill at the beginning.
The good part of it is you get the hill going up at the beginning and you're down towards the end. Yeah. So that's at least the good part.
You know, and if any of you listeners now are runners, just a word to the wise, pace yourself. Because we've had some young kids come out of the gun, just right out of the gate, I mean, and they just fly up the hill. And all of a sudden, the people that were slower up the hill, they're coming in first, second, and third. Sure. And these poor kids are like, oh.
Yeah. That first mile literally can be a hill killer.
Yeah.
Because you're going up that hill and you're coming by me. For many years, I was at the 2 mile mark giving timers for the 2 mile mark. So, the mile mark was past me as they were going out. And then coming back, I was at the 2 mile mark, and some people were still coming up the hill and still going hard. I saw them later, and they were in dire straits.
Definitely, that's when we had the water stops. We have the water stops.
We do have water stop. I think at the turnaround, certainly is something at the mile mark, and then something down the hill towards the finish.
When you come down Upper Union, down back onto Constitution Boulevard,
just past the overhead wires.
Yep, exactly. Yeah, right there. And it's well policed too. The Franklin police. We have three details that are there, which is pretty good. Trying to control the traffic, and they do an awesome job too.
They're all there too.
Franklin Fire's there too. They bring the ladder truck, but this helps us cover for any EMT issues, things like that too. So it's really, really supportive community here too. But we'll probably get. I don't know. You've done it for numbers of years. So I think our highest has ever been maybe the 300 runners.
300 or so. Usually on a good year, you're getting 100, 150 pre-registrations.
Pre-registrations,
and then up to 50 to 100 on the day of, depending upon the weather.
Isn't
runners certainly like good weather.
Yeah, definitely.
Right?
Yeah.
In New England, we don't necessarily know where we're going to get in May.
You wake up on Sunday, May 17th, go, I'm going for a 5K race today. I'm just going to go for a run. And it's inexpensive. We've maintained the price at $25.
Right.
And for that, somebody gets you get the T-shirt, you get the runner. It's a wicking shirt too. You know, one of those nice, cool,
nice
shirts.
high tech shirt.
So you get the shirt, you get the free cookout. We provide you with the water, and we usually get some bagels and some fruit and some Cliff bars or just kind of health bars for the morning.
Sure.
So you can sort of, if you're prone to wanting to eat prior to running, you can do that. But most people wait until afterwards. You know,
absolutely.
They come in afterwards. So you get your money's worth, I think.
Sure.
So, and we give out prizes. In the past, we've done trophies. For a few years, we did artwork by the folks that we support.
Yes.
We have folks that are in our day programs and other areas. Mm-hmm. And they would do artwork, and they would submit it to the committee. We might do that again. I'm not sure.
Maybe we will. Some of that was really interesting, serious artwork.
Yeah.
That was not just, happenstance. This was good art.
Yeah, these guys, they take it seriously in the programs, and they'd submit it to us, and we, as a committee, we'd vote on which one would be first place, which one would be second, which one would be third, things like that. The ones that we seemed to like the most are the ones where it's a group effort. They'll have about six or eight individuals with disabilities in their program. And each one of them will have a different part of the art project. It might be putting the stems on a tree. Somebody else might be actually painting the tree. And then we take that and we turn it into a print.
Sure.
And we get up enough prints for every first place, every second place, every third place.
Mm-hmm.
And it goes all the way from, I think there's nine categories. So it's like 12 and under and then 13
different
to
age
18,
groups.
Something like that too. So
top three in each age group, male and female.
Exactly. And then the overall winner.
Overall winner, male and female.
Exactly. Yeah. It's very, very, very traditional.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, it's a 5K and people, and I think they really truly enjoy it. And like I said earlier, we respect people's time. You know, we want to have you come. You've supported us. We thank you very much. Have your meal, and then you can go on your way and go home and mow the lawn. I don't know.
if you need to mow the lawn. If you've got some kids, you can have them stick around a little bit, and there's plenty of kids events.
Steve, you're hired. Exactly. Thank you very much. Clearly, it's a family event.
It's a family day.
That's the one thing that we do.
Right.
many times the parents will come, and sometimes they'll both run, and we've got a children's corner, so if the kids are independent enough, they can go and participate in some of the activities. Mm-hmm. We've had Home Depot's been there doing build-a-truck and little woodworking things. We've got face painting, the clowns are there, Bubble Man, and then the mom and dad will come and finish the race. And then they will catch up with little Johnny or Susie or whoever, and then they'll participate in some of the other activities that they're there too. So.
And you've added, I think, the last couple of years, the Red Sox
show. This is a cool thing. Yeah, the Red Sox Traveling Showcase, as they call it. And it is a big panel truck that is, it's all encompassing, and they park in the corner of the field, and they let down the panels, and they have all these things that come up. But basically what it is they've got a steel second base, and you're timed with a speed gun, so you can see how fast your little kid can run from first to second,
really go,
steel
right?
second base.
Sure.
We've got a pitching contest, and you're pitching against, I think they still have Veritech in the thing. They got to update that one. You're pitching that, and then they have a batting cage, too. So you get a bat, you can pitch, you can steal second base, and then last year, I haven't done this, I don't know if you had a chance, they'll do this year. It's those virtual reality goggles.
Oh, okay.
And you get to walk into the locker room and kind of glance around the
locker room.
Tour of the locker room. That's what it is. Yeah,
cool.
Somewhere that you'd never be able to get to. So it's pretty cool, too.
Yeah.
So it's
kind of
neat.
And the truck itself is a replica of the wall.
Thank you.
Just a little bit shorter than the wall.
A little bit shorter, It's a traveling, they should call it the traveling Green Monster, right?
Yeah.
Although, now that you just said that, I'm glad you reminded me, we do have Wally the Green Monster, the mask comes, and his sister, Tessie. They are not dating. They made sure that this was very clear. They are brother-sister.
Brother-sister.
And that's it.
Okay, they're not a couple.
Nope, they didn't want to go down that road. So we got Wally and Tessie are there.
Yeah.
I always put in for Pat Patriot. He's tough to get. He's tough to get, but I always put in for him, so I don't know if he'll be there. And then we got a couple of new ones. We always get paws and socks from the Paw Socks, which I imagine next year will be.
May or may not. Be in Worcester. Who knows?
I don't know what
the
they're going to be.
The
Woo Sox. But Worcester also has an arena football team called the Massachusetts Pirates. Mass Pirates. And their mascot is Arthur. And he's dressed like a pirate. So so we always call himself Arthur.
Matey. Hey, matey.
Matey. So he comes by, too. And they promote their schedules and stuff like that, too. So the mascots, the food, everything.
Sure.
How can you not go?
No. No, and then certainly for those folks from Rhode Island or the southern part of Mass who are familiar with the Carty Brothers furniture stores.
Oh, wow, touche.
The Carty Brothers, they're there, sometimes physically as well. They're there as well.
Yeah, we've had all three of them in the past. Unfortunately, I think we know that Nick passed away.
Right.
Nick, Ron, and Pete, their nickname is Nairobi.
Nairobi. Right.
So, but they do have their mascots come by, and they participate in the day, too. And they're very big supporters of ours. They really contribute a lot to the raffles, too.
Right.
So, but we'll cover the raffles on another segment.
And do you still have your favorite TV personality doing the MC work that day?
We do, Mr. Gene Levanci.
Thank you, Steve.
I'm so glad you're the interviewer. Thank you.
You gave me the cue cards.
You've been there enough. Yeah, Gene Levanci from Fox. No, it's Boston 25 now, right?
I think
they changed from Fox to Boston. Boston 25 News. He's the morning anchor, and he comes by on a Sunday, and he MCs the event for us, and it's really cool. Numerous times we've had Steve Nelson, the former New England Patriot, the all-pro middle linebacker.
Sure.
Sometimes he can make it, sometimes he can't. He's in high demand as well.
Yeah.
So, but I've put the request out to him already. So sometimes we have a mention from the Patriots there too. So get a little bit of both.
So while they may or may not be able to make it, clearly we're doing this early enough for those runners, May 17th.
Thank you.
And then I think you officially cut off the online registration the day before or the Friday before?
Friday. We cut off on Friday the 15th.
But then you can still register the day of.
Absolutely. Yep. Day of. You can come and register the day of. And it is a tad bit more. It's a $5 more, but that's all right. You're still getting all your stuff out of it.
And it's for a good cause, as we talked about.
Thank you, Steve. Yeah. It is for a good cause, too.
It is.
We take that money and it goes right back into the programs. I do sponsorships also. And maybe we'll cover that in another subject. But we take all the sponsorship money that comes in and we dole it out. We divvy it up based upon the size of the division, and that money goes back to the division too. So,
and in the future ones, hopefully we'll get into some of those specific programs that may be the beneficiaries of those funds.
Love to talk about that. Definitely.
To get into one of those programs, what actually is happening with that money.
Thank you. That ties it up. Yep.
But clearly, as to kind of close on this session, hmea.org.
Everything's there. Yep.
And then there's a big link for the event, the Incredible.
There you go. Yep.
Day. There's a separate registration for if you want to walk.
Yep.
And a separate registration for the 5K.
There is. Yep. Yeah, right there. That, and that's the place, like Steve was just saying. It's HMEA.org, and there's a big banner at the top. You'll see your hand hover over it, and it'll shoot you right to the event site. And
excellent.
Everything's there. The map of the field, the logo, so on and so forth.
Right.
Awesome.
Good. Well, thanks, Doug.
Thank you, Steve.
There's a lot happening on that Incredible Day.
Thank you.
So we'll talk again to find out more about the programs that HMEA actually uses these funds for to deliver the services.
So. Look forward to it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Indeed. Awesome. Thank you.
Thank you, Steve.
This podcast is my public service effort for Franklin, but I can't do it alone. I can always use your help. How can you help? If you can use the information that you find here, please tell your friends and neighbors. If you don't like this, please let me know. Through this feedback loop, we can continue to make improvements. And I thank you for listening. For additional information, please visit franklinmatters.org. If you have questions or comments, you can reach me directly at suresteve@gmail.com. The music for the intro and exit was provided by Michael Clark and the group East of Shirley. The piece is entitled Ernesto Mañana, copyright Michael Clark and Tin Type Tunes in 2008, and used with their permission. I hope you enjoy.